The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 15, text number 17, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 2nd, 2014, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Pada.
Pada.
Sangvahanam.
Sangvahanam.
Shrakru.
Shrakru.
Kechit.
Kechit.
Tasya.
Tasya.
Maha.
Maha.
Atmana.
Atmana.
Apare.
Apare.
Hatta. Papmana Vyajanai Samavijayan Padasangvaharang Chakru Kechitasya
Mahatmana
Aparehatta Papmano Vyajanai Samavijayan Padasangvahanam Chakru Kechitasya
Mahatmana
Aparehatta
Papmano
Vyajanai Samavijayan Pada Sangvahanam. The massaging of the feet. Shrakru did. Kechit. Some of them. Tasya of him. Mahatmana, great souls, apare, others, hata papmana, who were free from all sins, vyajanai, with fans, Samavijayam, perfectly fanned him. Translation in purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Some of the cowherd boys, who were all great souls, would then massage his lotus feet, and others, qualified by being free from all sin, would expertly fan the Supreme Lord. Purport. The word samavijayam indicates that the cowherd boys fanned the Lord very carefully and expertly, creating gentle and cooling breezes. They were pretty expert. You can imagine they're completely pure devotees. They know perfectly how to serve the Lord. They don't have to speculate. This is one of the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. He is expert. We saw this quality in Srila Prabhupada. He was very, very expert. There's one pastime. He was struggling with this Mr. Nair to get that Juhu property signed over to ISKCON.
Он там были проблемы с Mr. Nair, который проблемы создавал, чтобы
It was a great struggle, actually. Mr. Nair was a big, big cheater. So anyway, Prabhupada one time he had a meeting with Mr. Nair. And Mr. Nair, afraid of the mystic power of a great spiritual master, he brought his attorney with him just as a protection. Mr. Nair brought his attorney with him for the meeting just to make sure Prabhupada wouldn't overpower him with his mystic power. Mr. Nair had a meeting. Prabhupada met with Mr. Nair, who was negotiating to try to get the Juhu property. But Mr. Nair brought his attorney along with him. You understand? Lawyer. Yeah, barrister, lawyer, yeah. Okay. Attorney is the word, okay. So, Prabhupada fed them very nicely, prasadam, to the neck. And then they wanted to take a nap after lunch. So, Mr. Nair and his attorney, they were taking a nap. And Prabhupada sent the devotees, "You wake up Mr. Nair, but don't wake up the attorney." So in this way, they got Mr. Nair just kind of half awake, and then he went ahead and signed the papers. But Prabhupada's disciples were not so expert. At that time, the GBC in charge of India was Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And he was not as expert as Srila Prabhupada. After the Prabhupada had successfully gotten the property signed over to ISKCON, Prabhupada left town and went somewhere else for preaching. And then the attorneys, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was convinced that it was a mistake then he canceled the sales agreement. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, being fooled by the lawyers, canceled the sales agreement. Even though he was very expert, he was the GBC for India. But nobody had the expertise of Prabhupada, you see. So Prabhupada went through a great struggle actually to get that property after that. But being super expert, Prabhupada was successful in due course of time. In spite of the bumbling and fumbling mistakes of his disciples. So Prabhupada's expertise is still guiding us in this movement. The Bhaktivedanta purports are an expert explanation of the Vedic wisdom. Actually, they are the most expert explanation of Vedic wisdom. To make them comprehensible to the modern age, you see. Prabhupada has successfully cut through all the illusions of the material society. And clearly established that there is God. And we can prove there is God. We are not blind sentimentalists. We can prove that God exists. We can stand up against these atheists and these atheistic scientists, and we can smash their arguments to pieces. Because Srila Prabhupada has very expertly armed us with this knowledge. The Kshatriyas are fighters. They were formerly armed with bows and arrows. But they're not the bows and they were not the arrows of primitive jungle people. They had mystical arrows. You could shoot one arrow and it would divide into 10 million arrows and kill 10 million enemies in one shot. So these kshatriyas are very, very expert in the art of fighting. A Maharati warrior, he can take on 1,000 warriors single-handedly in the battlefield and wipe them all out without being wounded. So, just as the kshatriyas were very, very expert, you see, the Brahmins, they are also very expert fighters. They can defeat all opposing arguments. To establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada told us, we must do this. He said, you go village to village, town to town, and establish that there is God. I can prove there is God. Who are you who say there is no God? Come on. That is Digvijay, you see. Conquering pundit. So these atheists are simply fools and rascals. What is the basis of their philosophy? They say, as confirmed by Dr. Stephen Hawking's, everything comes out of nothing. This is the basis of their whole philosophy. Everything comes out of nothing. Now, where is the scientific experiment you can do to get something out of nothing? Is there any such experiment that has ever been done in the history of science? Has any scientist ever taken nothing and gotten something out of it? It has never happened. Therefore, their whole atheistic scientific worldview is simply based on a blind assumption. What are the first three letters of assumption? Letters, like, you know, letters of the alphabet. Assumption. The first three letters of the word assumption.
What is
that?
Huh?
Oh, you were answering it?
No.
He was asking you how to translate it. Not.
He don't understand what is assumption.
Huh?
He don't understand what is assumption.
Understand what? Assumption means... Oh, you don't know the word assumption? That means a guess. When you guess something.
S.
Yeah. S. So, the first three letters of the word assumption, which means a guess.
You. Предположение, assumption, да? Первые три буквы там, это ASS.
ASS. Ass. Just like in Russian, you say ashyo, you see. So scientist means ashyo. He's simply assuming. Everything comes out of nothing. But we have a more logical, scientific understanding of reality than they do. We understand that everything comes from something. Because it's confirmed at every minute. The rain comes from the clouds. The baby comes from the mother's womb, which comes from the father's semana. You see? The prasadam comes out of the kitchen. You know? We experience the sound vibrations come out of the, you know, out of the speaker. At every minute we experience that something comes from something. Therefore, the original substance must be something. It can't be nothing. So we religionists, we are not blind fools. We are basing our logic and our philosophy on a sound philosophical scientific principle. It is verifiable by logic. It's verifiable in the laboratory also. But these idiots, they're basing their whole worldview on a blind assumption that everything comes out of nothing. So this is an example of how Srila Prabhupada has expertly armed us to defeat these atheistic scientists. And there's so, in every possible way, Prabhupada has very expertly laid the foundation for a world Krishna conscious society. He has laid the foundation that the whole world society can become once again within Vedic culture.
Он заложил фундамент, чтобы все международное общество опять стало ведическим.
Organized according to the Varnashram system.
Он организовал Varnashram system.
Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras.
Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra.
It is not according to your birth.
И причем это не рождение.
It's according to your nature. In the ancient time, there was one boy, he wanted to become disciple of the Guru Maharaj. So the Guru Maharaj, he was normally accepting only Brahmanas as his disciples. Because others were not really so spiritually inclined. So he said, well, what is your caste? Who is your father? Are you from a Brahmin father? He said, well, I don't know. Let me go check with my mother. Because his father was no longer present. He didn't see his father. He only saw his mother. The boy had never met his father. Actually, his mother was a prostitute, actually. So he went and he said, Mother, the Guru wants to know who is my father. She said, My dear son, I cannot tell you who is your father because I have been enjoyed by so many men. So the innocent boy, he goes back and he says, well, my mother doesn't know who my father is because she's been enjoyed by so many men. And he said, oh, then you are a Brahmin, you are honest. I'm going to take you as my disciple, you see. So even though there is some natural cultivation according to one's birth, it's not a hard and fast rule. Anyone from any walk of life, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, less than them. Anyone from any walk of life, they can become the greatest transcendentalist. Just like we see Narad Muni. He was the son of a Shudra lady. But he became the greatest transcendentalist. So it doesn't matter how low class our background may be. Actually, we are all low class. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. We are all very low class. You see? We're all from the Shudra category, or less than that. But if we take to this Krishna consciousness, we become purified, we come to the Brahminical platform of knowing what is the Supreme Brahman, Shri Krishna, engaging ourselves fully in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. In this way we can achieve that position which is even beyond the four social and spiritual orders. We can come to the platform Vaishnava, devotees of the Lord. And in this way we can become qualified to get out of this cycle of birth and death and regain our original position in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. We are not meant to rot in this cycle of birth and death. We are meant to join the Transcendental Association of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Actually, Lord Chaitanya is also in Krishna Loka. There's the Krishna Leela section and the Gaura Leela section. So, which section will we go to? The Krishna side or the Chaitanya side? Just like on your altar here, you have Jagannathi as Krishna himself, and you have Gornitai. So when you go back to Godhead, which side will you go to? The Krishna Leela or the Gaura Leela? It's described in this way. According to your inclination, you will get that destination. If you're inclined towards Chaitanya, you go to Gaura Leela. If you're inclined towards Krishna, you go to Krishna Leela. But what if you're inclined to both? Well, you get to go to, you have a dual identity. You can be in both at the same time. You say, what? How I can be in two at the same time? Well, didn't Rupa Goswami do it? He's Rupa Manjari in Krishna Leela, and he's Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Leela, the same person. So one can have dual identity in the pastimes of the Lord. Simply, what is your natural inclination? It's also, what do you cultivate? What sort of mood do you cultivate while you're practicing sadhana bhakti? Well, how does Prabhupada engage us? Prabhupada engages in this way. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhagavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Prabhupada engages in both ways, you see. He gave us Mayapur and he gave us Vrindavan. And he told us they are non-different. So actually, the ISKCON devotees, they can be in Gaura and Krishna Leela both when they go back to Godhead. That's how Prabhupada trained us, you see. To not see any difference. They're both on the same absolute platform, Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Вчера так закончилось там по поводу Прабхупады. Просто вопрос, как мы можем finished lecture talking about Prabhupada and how we can increase our faith in Prabhupada.
How to increase our faith in Srila Prabhupada? It's a very simple thing. If you will follow Prabhupada's instructions, you'll see that they work. And when you get the result of following Prabhupada's teaching, then you'll be absolutely convinced of Prabhupada's of authenticity. Prabhupada's bona fide, that how Prabhupada is bona fide. What will be the ultimate verification of Prabhupada's authenticity, of Prabhupada's being bona fide? When by this process you become qualified to see Krishna face to face.
Wow.
I put my faith in Prabhupada. I chanted my 16 rounds. I followed regulative principles. I took diksha from one of Prabhupada's devotees. I did everything Prabhupada said I should do. And now here I am with Krishna in the transcendental world. That will be the absolute perfection of faith. When you meet Krishna face to face, then you know, oh yes, Prabhupada was right. Yeah.
Why? Because I didn't see Krishna face to face, so the Prabhupada's teaching was not right?
What if I can't see Prabhupada face to face? That means Prabhupada's teaching wasn't right. It's a question. Well, let's see if you're actually following his teachings or not. I saw you the other day smoking a cigarette, so I don't really see how you can say you're following Prabhupada's teaching. You have to actually follow Prabhupada's teachings. What if you're sincerely following him and you haven't seen Krishna yet? Well, actually, we are seeing Krishna. Isn't it? We're seeing him on the altar. We're experiencing him in the holy name. And actually, Krishna is then before us at this very minute. But we're seeing him. But our vision is blurred. We're seeing the material energy. So as you take this process given by Prabhupada, which is called Premanjana, the ointment of love of God, this process is ointment for our vision, this Krishna Bhakti process. So gradually the blurriness goes away and Krishna gradually comes into focus. In other words, Krishna is already there, but he is completely blurred out. But as you slowly progress through many years and decades of practice in Krishna consciousness, then things become more clear, gradually, slowly, slowly. And you realize that, yes, that day is coming, and I will directly see Krishna. I can feel it. It's coming. And then that day will come when it actually becomes a fact, you will see Krishna. But along the way, you're getting so many positive reconfirmations of the correctness of this process.
Вы еще получаете такие подтверждения, что да, это
You're losing your taste for dead material things. You're developing a taste for Krishna, the name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You're developing a taste for the association of sadhus, the saintly devotees of Allura. You're developing a taste for visiting the holy places of the Lord, like Vrindavan and Mayapur. You experience such a powerful transformation of your consciousness. Even before you see Krishna, you see, this is called the clearing stage. It's only on the completely pure stage you can see Krishna directly. But even that clearing stage gives you liberation. You haven't seen the sun yet, the sunrise yet on the eastern horizon. But you see the glimmer of the sun. You understand? It's not pitch black anymore. As the Krishna sun gradually rises within your heart, even before you actually see the sun, you receive so much enlightenment in the Namabha stage.
То есть вот солнце Кришна, оно уже поднимается в нашем сердце, пока мы его еще не видим, но все равно уже это.
So even that Namabha stage, where you haven't seen, even that Namabha stage, where you haven't seen Krishna yet, still you're absolutely convinced.
Даже вот это уровень Намабас, когда вы еще не видите Кришну, то все равно вы уже убеждены полностью.
Because the light of Krishna consciousness is completely transforming your life.
Потому что свет сознания Кришны полностью меняет вашу жизнь.
And you know, just around the bend, there I will see Krishna. I can feel it coming.
See,
very soon I will meet my Lord face to face. It may be one lifetime, maybe a million lifetimes. But I'm getting there, step by step, I'm getting closer and closer and closer. I know my Lord is there waiting for me. For millions of lifetimes he's been seeing how I've been suffering in this material world, and he's just been waiting for that day when I will come back to him. And now, because I have come in contact with this greatest spiritual master, Srila
Prabhupada,
I got my ticket. I got my reservation on the airplane. And I'm going back to Krishna Loka. So does that answer your question?
That is still real in the faith, but shouldn't we do like Lord Chaitanya said, Asli Shiva Padaratam Pinastuma? Asli Shiva Padaratam Pinastuma.
English? English?
English is that I have studied Srila Prabhupada's books, and my faith is this, that whether the Lord is become present before me or embraces me or he doesn't come before me, he is my Lord.
Yes, that's right. Whether I, even if Krishna keeps me eternally bereft of his darshan, still he is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. But you know what? That mood of unconditional surrender, even if I never see Krishna, that is non-different from seeing Krishna. That's as good as seeing Krishna. If you can get to that position of unconditional surrender, that, well, Krishna, I'll be your devotee if I can see you. Is that pure bhakti? No, it's a business deal. Krishna, I'll be your devotee if I can see you.
No.
Krishna is not attracted to such a neophyte. Krishna is not attracted by the so-called bhakti of such a neophyte. But he's attracted is that person that says, my dear Lord, even if I never see you, still you're my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Even if you keep me rotting in this material world for unlimited births and deaths, still you're my worshipful Lord. Such a devotee is already liberated.
This question was just continuation of the one that how much faith we should have in, how we develop our faith in Srila Prabhupada's teaching.
How to develop faith? Well, there's many ways.
This was the continuation of the question that was asked.
Yes. So we can discuss it further. Another way to develop faith is to see those devotees who have unflinching faith in Srila
Prabhupada.
When you find devotees who have unflinching faith in Srila Prabhupada, you should hear from them, you should serve them, you should bow down at their feet because they can bless you with Prabhupada Shraddha. That's how I came. I saw somebody who had... I met a devotee who had great faith in Srila Prabhupada. And to this day, he's my worshipful Vartma Pradarshaka Guru. He's very, very dear to my heart. I love him very, very much. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami. How he came and saved me was amazing. I was such a puffed up demon. And he was so kind. He welcomed me to the ashram. Even though I didn't come to surrender, I just came to check out the scene. He welcomed me and encouraged me. He was so amazing how he was so kind to me. When I moved into the ashram as a guest, I noticed there was this long prayer you're supposed to say when you enter the temple room. I couldn't remember that prayer, you know. It's too much, you know. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Buddhale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Poshacha Desha Tanane. Are you kidding? I can't remember that. So I wrote it down on my hand with a ballpoint pen. I got down about here. I filled up my hand with the pranam mantras of Prabhupada. So every time I bow down, I just read it off my hands. Vishnujana Swami noticed there was an empty space here by my thumb. He said, Now you add this to your hand. I must please my spiritual master and surrender unto him fully. So I did it, okay, I wrote it down because he asked me to do it. So in this way he very lovingly and kindly encouraged me to give my love to Prabhupada. And finally one day it happened, I realized Prabhupada is my spiritual master. The most beautiful thing I can ever do in millions of lifetimes is to give my life to Prabhupada. So it was because of that association, actually. The philosophy was there, but the association also. Yes. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
Прабху вдохновлял нас идти и так доказать людям, что он Кришна есть. Но также известно, что логически доказать существование Бога невозможно. А как, что имел в виду? Какой вид доказательства имел?
He simply should go and prove to people that there is God.
Yeah.
But it's known that logically we cannot prove that there is God. So what kind of proofment you meant?
Actually, God can be proven logically. There is logical proof of God's existence.
I translate in English first. Question. Okay. That there is a question. That Maharaj said a lesson that we should prove and go and prove that there is God on the streets. But it's known that there is no logical improvement that there is God. So what kind of improvement did Maharaj meant?
Okay, here's the proof. Things don't come out of nothing, so things must have come out of something.
Вещи ни с чего не происходят, они должны происходить из чего-то.
So what is that original something? What is the nature of that original something? Prabhupada one time said, our philosophy is substance. So there's a since nothing comes out of nothing, there has to be an original substance or something from which everything has come. That's logical.
Ничто не происходит из ничего, поэтому должна быть какая-то изначальная субстанция, из чего все происходит, это логично.
So what is the nature of that original substance?
Какая природа этой субстанции?
Just like a gold mine produces gold, from that original substance everything is coming. So that substance is an existential mine. Hope you can translate it.
И как вот золото происходит из... из шахты золотой, так и должно быть что-то, откуда происходит все остальное, это такая трансцендентная шахта.
So that there is that original mind, existential mind, from which everything is coming.
То есть это изначальная шахта, от которой все происходит.
So what is the nature of that existential mind? From a gold mine, we're able to get gold, is it?
Из золотой шахты можно получить золото.
You can't get gold out of a gold mine that doesn't have gold in it.
Не можно получить золото из той шахты, где нет золота.
The mine must possess gold in order to yield gold or to give gold.
Чтобы добывать золото, в этой шахте должно быть золото.
Similarly, since so many persons are coming out of that existential mine,
точно так же, как из этой шахты,
it must possess personality.
Столько личности выходит, она должна обладать этой личностной характеристикой.
So, if it possesses personality, therefore, why are we calling it it?
Если это личностное, то почему мы называем это оно?
Do persons like to be called it?
Разные личности нравятся, когда ее называют оно?
Вишвашу Прабху. If I call you it, would you like it?
Вам понравится, если я буду называть вас оно?
Huh?
Yes, because I became an object of your mercy.
So that the original substance actually is a person.
No, все-таки оригинальная субстанция это личность.
I just wanted to introduce you to him.
Просто хотел вам представить его.
You can call him whatever you like. If the word God, you find the word God repulsive, you don't have to use that word. It's an English word. But there is an original person. In Sanskrit, we don't say God, we say Adi Purusham. We don't need to use the word God. Because that sets off some kind of a... You say the word God, they start barking like dogs. Ruff, 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 ruff. So you don't say the word God. You just teach them the concept of the original person. And help them understand there's an original person. That's all. Then later on they go, wow, that's God. But you don't present it like that, because they have this whole their program. As soon as you say God, they want to spit in your face, isn't it? So you don't say the word God, you just talk about the original person. They prove to them there's an original person. In this way you can defeat their atheism and become Digvijay Pandit in every town and village. Okay, and I guess we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much for your participation in this Adi Purusha movement. We're establishing the original person to save the world from atheism by the expert teachings of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.